T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
All right, go ahead.
Good afternoon. Great conversations today and yesterday. I wanted to just mention, I think part of our struggle in our society is that parents have lost their confidence to be the parent, because some so-called expert in a public school system or a politician has said that they know more about what's best for their family than what the mom and dad know is best for their family. And I just think people have lost their confidence in being a good parent, where their yes is a yes and their no is a no. And I really think that we are much smarter than this. I think we have the intelligence and the backbone to be good parents and not just hand over the responsibility and authority to our kids or some public school person or some politician.
We can also look at it from the perspective that we've turned too much power over to the power structure, that we've allowed them to take control of too much.
Yes, and I just want to encourage parents out there that they can do it, that you can say no to this and yes to that and set the tone for your family, because they have to live with you and you want to have a community and team and a family unit working together where everyone feels there's some security, because mom and dad give the same message over and over again. And that is what young people look for, is that security.
Yes.
They may balk and fight back, but overall, they want that yes to be a yes and the no to be a no. And
it is even said, Laura, that the reason they fight back is so you can prove your worthiness by forcing your point.
It's the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
We've got a few open phone lines for the first time this afternoon, so if you want to jump on, now's a good time. 860-522-9842. Tony Waterbury. Hi, Tony.
Hey, what's happening, Todd? Calling you again today.
Yeah, I like that. Two in a row.
I mean, this is such a terrible tragedy, and it has so many people talking about so many things, but some of these things these people are saying are just, Laura, like, what teamwork? When you have these kids that are traumatized like this child, and to say teamwork or therapist or this or that, and these people that are doing the therapy and doing the counseling and giving you the idea is out of a book, because most of them don't have children. I mean, they have too much control. They just have way too much control. And people are afraid that have to take their children to these people are afraid they're going to say something wrong and they're going to take their kids away from them. It's mind-boggling how people think this way. It's a team effort. The team effort is the immediate family, the parents, if they have two parents, the grandparents, or if they have an aunt and uncle that's very close to the family. That's the team. You can't take your kid to these therapists that don't have children and are just using a book to tell you how to raise your child.
Well, it depends on how messed up the kid is. I mean, there's a place for therapists. There's a place for therapy.
But a kid that is messed up to the point to where he wants to kill people, there's no help for that child out there. There might be help for everybody else, first of all.
What's that? So there might be help for everybody else if we had a society that worked together the way you're suggesting, but not just each family to itself, but all those families. If we still supported the idea of traditional families and had policies that supported the ideas of traditional families, those traditional families create a traditional neighborhood and a traditional community, and those communities can spot these troubled children.
And how hard is that? But like you said, we don't have that. It is slipping away.
Well, it's not happening by accident that it's slipping away.
To some large degree,
it's because of deliberate public policy that has been designed
to
splinter us.
Policy, it's the whole environment that they want your child to learn. It's what they're teaching them, that you know, so many different things are so good for them that they have to really tell you whether they're an A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever. Children are so impressionable, so easily led. And when you start giving them that crap, I mean, think about it. What are you doing to that child? Why can't people just see that?
Well, because this has been a long path that we've been on. It's interesting, that question about people seeing things. It's hard to see the cause and effect. Like, to me, because I think about these things all the time and I talk about them all the time, and you have to listen to me talking about them all the time. But I think they're important because they are deliberate attempts to dismantle the way our society used to work effectively and make it into something that is confused and disjointed. And that goes along with all different aspects of our society, including the fact that our schools don't work. We have schools that don't work. They used to work. People with crazy ideas, I'm assuming they were sincere and just crazy, made a mess of our schools, along with people who seemed to like the idea of making messes of the schools because they gained power from doing that. We used to have schools that devoted their efforts and their resources, our resources, towards giving the largest number of kids the best education. Now we've converted that to the smallest number of kids, the most expensive attention. Crazy stuff we do. And it's all harmful. It's not, it doesn't just happen and there's no price to pay. Bob's in Wallingford. Hi, Bob. Yes, Robert.
Good afternoon, Mr. Feinberg. Nice to talk with you.
Well, thank you, Bob.
I'm calling in because I think our problem is a little bit bigger, and it sits down in Washington, D.C., and why isn't anyone talking about impeachment? We cannot, as a country, continue on the path that we're on in so many places, in so many ways, until November comes around and hopefully votes are counted correctly and Congress changes.
So you think if we impeach Joe Biden, that would take care of the school shooting problem?
The school shooting problem is just a symptom of what's going on in our country right now.
Okay, expand on that. It's a symptom of what specifically is going on in our country?
What's going on in Congress? What's going on in the state legislature? As an example, what is the deficit at the state level in terms of the budget? One year we're many million dollars in the hole, and the next time you look at it, or we're told, we're in the plus. So really what's going on, who's about what? There doesn't seem to be any reasonableness in action or thought or proposals in a concrete plan to move forward.
Well, that's true. And we don't do anything. I mean, part of that is true. The budget thing, budgets do go up and down. But over the long term, Connecticut's a disaster. It continues to be one moving forward. It was one in the past. And the idea that one budget is balanced because of a fluke, kind of a perfect storm of momentarily good news, doesn't change the long-term trajectory. And so you've pointed to what I think is a big part of the problem, and that is lying politicians who care more about getting reelected than anything else. And Ned Lamont is one of those people who wants you to be confused about the difference between debt and deficit and to not be able to sort the two things out because he deliberately muddles them. So you think maybe times are good for a moment when they're not good for a moment. It's just the paperwork looks good for 1 year in the middle of a permanent tragedy economically. So I'm with you on that. I just don't know exactly how Joe Biden is the most relevant part of it. He's a disastrous president, yes, but these are long-term trends that we're talking about that they've been working on for decades to destroy the effectiveness of education, to cause urban families, poor families, to not get married, to lose their faith in institutions other than government. All tons of stuff.
Absolutely. I worked for 5 years as a coordinator of health services and health education in a large public school system here in Connecticut. And I never had the ability to talk about decision making. That came from home. Schools are now social institutions, not educational institutions.
Yes. That is part of our suffering for sure, Bob. So I don't agree about the Joe Biden being the primary focus. He's part of the machine that doesn't work right, and he's not a good president, obviously. But we've got nitty-gritty stuff we have to dismantle and put back together again. I think schools and how education is structured is a big part of it for sure. Thank you, Bob. Joe in Harwinton. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I don't know if anybody's really attacked this shooting and school shootings or like these mass shootings in general from this angle with a lot of the young men or young boys that are doing this. Mm-hmm. Where are the fathers of these boys and young men that are doing these horrific actions? Where are the men in these guys' lives? Where's the positive male role model?
Where would the positive male role model come from? If you look at this kid, I watch him, the video of him walking, I see the pictures of him with his hair and his whole sense of himself, and what I see is somebody who's totally lost and has no idea, and that comes from having a father who's totally lost and a mother who's totally lost, no social structures to support them.
Exactly. And again, it starts at the home. And it starts, and again, if you're a single mother, it's you guys are doing the lion's share of the work and all that kind of stuff. And no offense to any of y'all women, but you need a man to show your boy the way and your daughter the way, you know, what it means to be a man, what it means to treat other people with respect, what it means to actually, you know, regulate your emotions instead of just being animalistic about it, you know, how to stick up for yourself, how to have somebody in your corner when you're getting, you know, completely hammered by bullies and stuff. This guy, you know, the Sandy Hook shooter, the Parkland one, they had no men in their lives. The men either just gave up, they thought their job was too tough and just bailed, they thought the kid was too much of a handful and just dumped it off on the mom.
No, I don't think it's any of those things. It's just that they were dumb kids themselves, the fathers, who grew up in the same kind of tragedy that you're describing this kid having grown up in. What I'm saying is this is multi-generational now.
But it's got to stop somehow. I mean, if you are a guy and you create this creature, this human being, you are responsible for that human being up until the day that either you or that child of yours dies. And you are, you know, you're responsible for making sure at least that they've got the right tools to go out in this world. And if you can't even be bothered doing that, just take yourself out. Because, again, you are, it's a tragedy. You know,
yes, the only thing I want to nitpick is you can't be bothered with. No, they have been raised without the capacity to contribute anything. Think about this kid. If he had the ability to have a relationship with a young woman and accidentally got her pregnant at 18 years old, and how little he would have to contribute to that child's life, and how scary it would be that that child was coming into the world, and how totally unprepared he would be.
Then men in society have got to actually man up and you know, really act the title that you are a man. You know?
There's no framework, Joe. It's all been dismantled. You're correct, but how do we get from here to there? I don't even know how. Hi, who's this? You're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air. Go ahead. Who's this?
Oh, this is Lewis.
Can you do something about your phone? There's all kinds of weirdness going on. We can barely hear
you. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm not doing anything on my phone. I have my GPS.
Well, it sounds like you're coming to us from Mars.
Yeah, I just told him to call us back, and it sounds the same.
Oh, okay. It's happened twice.
Yeah.
That's weird. That sounds like something our phone system is doing, though. Does it?
I don't know. The other calls don't sound like that.
I know, but maybe it just decided. Maybe. Switching its mode. Somebody else call us. 860-522-9842. Because we've got to get to the bottom of that. That's not good. At all. So if you think about how long we've been doing this, this is where compassion runs off the cliff. The idea is we're compassionate, so we give people money for their kids. Oh, it's cruel. How can you have someone raise a child and let them do it without enough money to feed the kid? But what is the moral hazard embedded in that question? The moral hazard is, if you give them the money to feed their kid, what do you create? Do you cure the fact that people are raising their kids with the inability to raise kids? All you're doing is getting that kid food, but everything else is being dismantled. That's not good. If you send a kid to school and they give him a diploma at the end of 12 years, even though he hasn't learned anything, are you being loving and caring? They think they are. But no, all you're doing is dismantling standards by which the kid might have, though, you know, standards are the rungs on the ladder that you climb up. Take away those standards, you take away the rungs. There is no cause and effect anymore in life.
Something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
WTIC 860-522-9842. We haven't gotten to rants the last 2 days because we've been so busy with this, but still call the rant line 860-751-4698. We'll have a big rant line hoedown first hour tomorrow. Paula West Hartford. Hi, Paula.
Hi. Yes, I've been listening to you guys, and very sad about Texas and
it is.
Children. The reason why I just thought this last caller was talking about, you know, families together. I agree about that, father and mother, but I was raised in a broken home, both parents, but still a broken home, and I think, and I'm also a single mom, and I raised my two daughters. And, of course, I also had family, and I had church. And I don't watch TV anymore, but the things that are on TV, and, yes, those games are horrible. My kids never watched TV. In fact, I had them watch the classic stuff that I grew up in. And so, I think society in itself, what they put on TV and what they say and those games, it's just so horrible about these children enduring all that and the disrespect with some of the shows they have towards the parents as well.
So what's your point about the growing up in a broken home?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, yeah, I had an abusive father who beat my mom. And that's like sometimes, you know.
It's better to, for parents. Yeah, kids. True. It's not that we want to force all homes to stay, you know, marriages to stay together, whether they're good or not. It's the idea that the government engages in behavior that splinters families.
Oh yeah, that too. I mean, my father figure was my counselor in high school, and not my counselor, the therapist at school who taught me a lot.
That's awesome.
My father did not teach me.
That's wonderful. And that's what community should do. Those people have to be there. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, I agree. And the school system sucks. My girlfriend and I talked about it, and it's like they need to bring God back in and values and morals and take what they have now and just kick it out of it. The CRT and everything. It's just everything is just upside down.
That stuff is poison.
Yes. And it does not help children. And I'm so happy that my kids are young adults now and they don't have to endure this last 2 years.
Yes, it's no time to be young, I think, Paula. Sorry, I've got to hold you there because we're going to the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center.
Now, back to the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This is heavy stuff. It is. I don't blame people who get worn out on talking about or listening or considering all of the bad stuff that goes on in the world. But solving the puzzle is very gratifying. At least it is for me, and that's what drives me. And what seems clear to me as I look for cause and effect is that virtually everything that gets done by our government creates a world in which this kind of evil can incubate. The distorted, twisted character of a kid like this guy in Texas, or the one in Buffalo 2 weeks ago, They are taught to be like this by the environment in which they are raised, by the useless parents, the useless schools, the useless society that allows them to be exposed to the worst inputs and where people don't step in to help. Am I being unfair? I don't know. Tell me if I am. I don't think so. And we can look at all these structures we have in place, so many structures that are put into place and systems and ideas and protocols for society, like, oh, there's no such thing as boys. There's no girls. Are you insane? Seriously, to think you can order a society around the idea that there's no such thing as gender. How can you not make people crazy? How can they not be crazy? Is it Lewis?
Yes,
West Hartford. Hi, Lewis.
Not from Mars.
Oh, same. That's you who called from Mars.
Yeah,
before?
That was me. The guy you couldn't hear earlier.
How did you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it might have been because my phone was close to my air conditioner.
Oh, so you've got a chill phone, huh?
Yeah, it was quite chill.
Okay, what's on your mind?
So what's on my mind? Obviously, the tragic shooting in Texas. So I think that while there is a trend towards more mass shootings, on average, society has gotten safer and less violent throughout the years.
Does that rebut the perception that this kind of crime is too much of it?
Oh, no. No, not at all. What I think is that these young kids are detached from reality. I think you were saying something to that point earlier, but there's this really interesting channel on YouTube called What If Alt His. That's what if, like hypothetical, alt his, like alternative history. It's this young guy, younger than me, named Rudyard, and he breaks down how he thinks that we're just becoming more detached from reality. There's more people who are not in tune with the, like, nature, essentially, and how humanity, you get what I'm saying?
Yes, that because we've become so disconnected from the physical world and from our environment, the natural environment, that we have become disoriented.
Yes.
That's a good theory.
And decadence doesn't just mean, like, oh, that's a decadent pastry. It doesn't just mean excess of luxury. It means that we're not serious anymore. So even though, like,
that's a really good point. That's a really powerful point about the we're not serious anymore, because that is absolutely true. What was the thing you said after that?
That we're not serious anymore? I'm trying to think now.
Well, no, that's all right. If you don't remember, it's not important. But I thought there was something else you wanted to say, and I wanted to let you get it in. But what you have said is wonderful, Lewis, because I think all this is true, that we are decadent in the sense that we don't value anything, including ourselves. And we don't know how to value ourselves, and we don't know how to cultivate. And while the left claims to love poor people, what they do is they love getting their votes, but they don't give them these things that are necessary to be successful human beings, which is why I think Hispanic voters are moving toward, not to make everything about partisan politics, but I think this is interesting.
Yeah.
Hispanics are moving over to vote for Republicans. And I think what they understand is Republicans are about making things work and having a vibrant economy, and Democrats are about raising taxes every year and increasing the size of government every year, and all of those resources doing nothing to improve the lives of the people. But instead, the money just gets used to enhance the reelection campaigns of the powerful Democrats.
Could I get something else in real
quick? You may.
So one of the things here is a lot of this stuff is stuff that's believed sincerely by the people at my level. Not the higher ups probably know better, but at my level, because a lot of the stuff, economics is often counterintuitive. So people's initial instinct is to, oh, you know, government needs to help. Oh, we need to give these people something, and that'll get them on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
free handout, and but to name drop someone else, I went to Tunstall Community College, and there's this really great economics professor. He's conservative leaning. He is a Republican. His name's Andre Blazinski.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was really great. And you know, being challenged, professors that will actually challenge your worldview, you know, they're great.
Are you going to tell us something specific about Blazinski, though?
Let's see.
No. Forget about let's see. I thought you were bringing him up for a reason. If you're not.
Yeah. So, basically, he challenged a lot of my worldviews. Like, here's one of the things, that Laffer curve thing. I don't know if you've heard of the Laffer curve.
Sure, everybody's heard of the Laffer
curve. You know, you raise taxes, and then the money somehow from the top brackets disappears. So you could actually lower taxes and get more revenue in some cases.
Yes.
Just stuff like that.
Lewis, you're a fascinating guy. How you know, you mentioned somebody being younger than you, but you didn't tell us how old you were.
Oh, I'm 27.
Oh, wow. That's great. Good age. We like callers of your age. A whole different perspective. Your whole way of thinking is different. It's very interesting. Thank you for that, Lewis. Good to talk with you. 860-522-9842. Newington next. Ray is there. Hi, Ray.
How are you? Hey, wanted to talk about the mass shooting. And although that is terrible, I'm afraid we're losing focus on what happened with this COVID so-called pandemic with the vaccine. I think that's probably the biggest vaccine mass shooting ever in the world. And nobody wants to talk about it.
I'm sorry. How does the vaccine intersect with the shooting?
What's that?
What are you saying about the vaccine connected to the shooting?
Well, I think it's terrible what they've done, and nobody's talking about it like yourself. But I think we have thousands of children that are injured with myocarditis or pericarditis, and never mind the thousands, millions, that probably tens of thousands that have died from the vaccine.
And how does this connect to the shooting? Is this connected to the shooting, or just
crazy? I mean, all you hear about in the news is that it's rare, it doesn't happen, and you're trying to tell these families that have been afflicted with these things that they're crazy.
With mass shootings?
That the vaccine does not injure you.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Ray, for the call. 860-522-WTIC. Mike in Plainville. Hi, Mike.
I would say, I'm not an anthropologist or archaeologist, but I would say that most behavior that's been committed, murders, violence on this earth, since God created man, is genetically predisposed. It's unfortunate.
But genetic predisposition to things doesn't mean they manifest.
Yeah, well,
just means it's more likely. Because we've seen the statistics from, I think, 2019 to 2020, or maybe it was 2020 to 2021, were a 50% increase in these kinds of shootings, I believe.
Okay.
So that's not because all of a sudden we have a genetic bump. It's because something is causing people environmentally to be triggered.
I would say if you're a drug addict or an alcoholic or a violent person, I would say that would be genetically predisposed, wouldn't you? Or athletic ability, any talent or ability or disability that you have, most are genetically determined.
Yes,
would you agree or not?
But what's that got to do with your point? Your point was that
the point is these. That basically anger has been in our human DNA for centuries. Survival mode, defense mode.
And?
It's always going to be there. You're always
exactly.
Gonna have,
yes. Yeah. So if you're talking about something that is a constant, Mike, if you're talking about something that is a constant, i.e. anger, i.e. genetic predisposition to acting out violently, and there's a sudden spike in it, you don't say, oh, that must be genetic, because...
Who said there's a spike in it?
Well, that's what the statistics are showing, is that we have a spike in these kinds of shootings.
Compared to, say, 30 years ago?
No, just immediately, in the immediate aftermath of COVID actually arriving and the shutdowns. So you would look at that and say, certainly COVID policy is more likely to have an influence on these shootings than any other thing that we have done, because there's been a huge spike over the last 3 years.
People are murdered with knives and sharp implements. I don't see them going out and campaigning against weapons like knives or swords or machetes or automobiles, people get in a car that are under the influence.
Are you going off to a new argument now, Mike? The knives, I don't know if there's been a spike in knife killings, mass stabbings. But there may be, but still you're dealing with a much smaller set, so it doesn't have the impact. But you're right that there are all different ways to kill people. Guns are popular for killing people, and they are plentiful. But the thing that I say to people is, well, we've always had guns. Said this to my cousin yesterday. We've always had guns. Why do you think it's about guns? And he said, well, we've always had guns, but now we have easy access to the guns. Say, well, we had a 50% jump in 1 year. That's not because we suddenly had an increase in access. That's something else. This is the deductive thinking, right? I don't know any of these things. I don't know really anything of which I speak. I just watch what's happening. I ask questions. And I come to my conclusions and I speak the conclusions. And if I'm wrong about something, people let me know. And that's how I sort out.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.